Everything that held you back, that been holding you back, or tried to hold you back. I'm going to say held you back. Not, he's not holding you. Okay, he'd already let you go as of the last time we declared this word on your life. All right? And we are grateful to God. This is a new day. This is your day. Amen. Say, this is my season. Your set time is now. All right. You don't have to wait any longer. Everything that stood in your way before then has to get out of your way. And if they don't get out of your way, you run over them. Amen. Move it over. Amen. All right, because too long, and I was listening, too long, people have been in such a religious mode, and I pray that, you know, this is not a declaration of trying to tempt God, right, trying to say, well, God, if I say this, you got to do this. No, I'm saying this because I believe that the Lord told me. Amen.
Amen.
But this is your set time. I got so many confirmations. This is your time right now. All right, let us go. Let us go, and let's look at these scriptures, okay? And let's talk for a moment. Now, I'm going to be very, very, very methodical, all right? And I want you to know it's only for your good. You ready to learn?
Yes.
You want to make a difference, right?
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
You don't want a temporary feeling where you just feel a little good and then walk out and lose it. That's just like going to a concert. Boy, the fire's all over there. When the curtains go down and they close the door and everybody, they show you the X and the lights come on, the feeling leaves. All you got is a memory. All right, praise God. So let's look at this. All right, we're going to look at, take a scripture. We added this, Psalms 102. All right, and look at verse 13. It reads like this, New King James: you will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her, yes, the set time has come. Amen. It says what? You will arise and have mercy on Zion, the church. The church. Because for the time to favor her, who? The church. Individually and collectively, mind you, had, yes, the set time has what? Has come. That's why you can say your set time is now. Say,
my set time
is right now.
Let
us look at another scripture, Revelation 1, verse 3. It said, blessed is he who reads those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is what? Near. Say, the time is near. All right, praise God. Another passage of scripture, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20, says this: so they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Amen. So I come to you today prophesying and speaking in your life, declaring and decreeing that your set time is right now.
Amen.
This is right now. Say, it's my time.
This is my
season.
Everything
that's been holding me back
has to let me go.
Praise God. Anything that belongs to you got to let what belongs to you go. Amen. And so this is a declaration. Declaration is to speak something, to tell it. And to decree something is to command it. It's a law.
It is.
It's a law. Once it come out of the mouth, it has to be. That's why the Bible speaks of that. Death and life are where? In the power of the tongue. If you want life, you need to speak life. Speak good things. Don't talk about the impossibility, because nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. Amen. So nothing is impossible. Now here's where we go. There is a set time, and I want you to understand this. There is a set time for everything that has been established by God. Everything that has been established by God, there's a what? Set time. Set time for the children, for the church, individually and collectively, is right now. You remember Israel, when they were coming out of Egypt. Before they came out of Egypt, remember, go back into Genesis, and you'll see that the Lord told Abram that his descendants were going to be taken into captivity. Amen? Now, they had no idea how they're going to be taken into captivity, but when you go back and read Genesis, you'll see where Joseph, what, had been a ruler, and he died, and the people just, what, came up with numbers, and all of a sudden a new king came on board. And things change. Amen. Things change. And as a result, they were what? People of Israel, Israelites, were taken into captivity. They were taken into captivity, and as a result, they stayed there in Egypt 400 years. 430 years, they were what? Captive in Egypt. But when God showed up, let's go to Exodus 12, just a brief. Exodus 12. Bible said, now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwell in Egypt was 430 years. But bottom line, they had done the time. Amen. But it was time for them to what? Come out of bondage. There is a time. You are not supposed to be in this bondage. Amen. The church not just supposed to be religious. Amen. There's more to it than salvation, but we have to know, what are we to do? What is expected of us? The whole creation, if we go to Romans 8. I want to look at this for a moment. And see, some of the stuff you've heard, most of it you've already heard, but I'm telling you, it is off the charts for me. Amen. I mean, when God, let me tell you something. I understand everything that, you know, when you get a revelation, you just got to, you get excited. You do. Nothing else substitute. Look at this. I want you to look at Romans 8. Are you there? And I'm going to read for you right now. I'm going to start at verse 14. All right? For as many are led by the Spirit of God, very familiar scripture, but let's really look at this. For many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Those who are what? Led by the Spirit of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. You have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I reckon that that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Wow. Look at what the glory is going to be what? Now, we're not talking about when you get to heaven. Really, say amen for this, you know. It says, for the earnest expectation of the creature or creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. See what it says? Who's waiting? All of creation is waiting for what? The manifestation of the sons of God. Or we can say the children of God. The whole creation is waiting for the church to grow up. Because the real church has the solution to today's problems. We talk about the problems, but we are the problem solvers. And y'all need to say glory. See, the church is the problem solvers. Man been trying to solve problems with what their intellect, and they can't solve the problem with their intellect. They need something more than their intellect. Matter of fact, where they're getting their intellect from are people who are contaminated with more intellect. I mean, really? I mean, that I was listening. I was reading an article, hearing something about how some professors who are paid by institutions and they got grants and things of that nature. And as a result, depending on who really they get their grants from, how they determine the outcome of their research. All right. Y'all don't hear me. See, it's not a science. It's a philosophy. Economics is not a science. It's a philosophy. See, they can't mess with 1 and 1 = 2. Because 1 and 1 = 2 no matter who does it. Amen. Amen. And no matter when it's done or where it's done, it is what? There's two. But they can mess with the what? Philosophical things and the intellectual things that people can say, well, this is the reason why this happens and this happened. No. The reason that body, the whole world is waiting for who? The church. Who is the one that's supposed to be having dominion over this? We do. See, man, in the beginning, we were what? Created in the image and likeness of God. So we were the ones who were supposed to what? Have dominion, rule, control over everything. Jesus came and put us back into what? The original state of what we where we're supposed to be. Are y'all with me? Don't go to sleep on me. All right, because this is the church has the solutions to today's problems. You got to see yourself. Since you're talking about this is your time, let me make sure you understand something. This is not just your time to receive something. This is your time to give something and do something. When I say this is your set time, this is your set time to get to work and do something. This is your set time to solve what? Problems. That's right. Instead of being a part of the problem. Amen. Praise God. All right. All the promises of God belong to the church. All. Say all.
All.
And let's go to Psalms 103. All the problems. All the promises. All the promises of God belong to the church. And I'm teaching you this because I want to make sure you understand how this whole thing set up. And then you'll get out of that. You'll move forward. You won't even want to stay where you are. See, that's where some people get comfortable in where they are. Familiar territory. And then they talk about we walk by faith. Let's look at this, all right? What did I tell you? Psalms 103, right? Let's look at verse. I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Underline all his benefits. I want you to get at this, okay? who one, he forgives all of my iniquities, who healed all my diseases, all right? Who redeemeth my life from destruction, who crowned me thee with what? Loving kind and tender mercy, and who satisfied thy mouth with good things. So what? That thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. That means God will render justice for the oppressed. Amen. Don't concentrate your effort on trying to get back with somebody or trying to get at somebody, trying to get even with somebody. Yes, sir. Don't spend that time. God will take care of that.
Yes, he will.
You need to say glory.
Glory.
All right, watch this now. So we got to know. But here's the thing. The enemy doesn't want you to know about your benefits. Get picture this for a moment. You get employed. Now, the way the system is, most places, you don't automatically get benefits. You got to fill out paperwork.
That's right.
Am I right? Most places, you got to answer questions, give them authorization, you know, tell them who you are, all kind of, so they can what? Set you up in the system. But you satisfied just being employed. And everybody else got benefits. Why you didn't get your benefits? Because you didn't sign up for your benefits. Amen? That's what the devil want to keep you. You got salvation. But he doesn't want you to know the full benefit package.
All right.
Y'all don't hear me, amen? And I look at this and I know why he doesn't want you to know. Because in Psalms 23, the Lord said he prepared the table before you in the very presence of the enemy. And when the enemy looks on the table, all he can see is divine health, wholeness, completeness, debt freedom, financial security, amen, children intact, and your relationships are intact, and you growing and being healthy and living the good life and the favored life. All that's on the what? Table. And you just wait, and all he can do, he said he prepared a table for you in the very presence of your enemy. So the enemy doesn't want you to what? Get the benefits. You can just be employed, or you can just work, and you can just be in the kingdom, but you don't know, you have not yet signed up for the benefits. Amen. But the benefits come with salvation package. That's included. The benefits are included. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
That's included with the package. Let me give you something here for a moment. Okay? If you bought a pair of shoes, string up, are y'all with me?
Yes.
But they forgot to put the laces in. Can you wear those shoes? Not really. The shoes are what? They're not complete. You got a pair of shoes that you cannot what? Wear. Laces go with lace-up shoes. Y'all don't hear what I say. I'm making it very simple. Laces go with lace-up shoes. You got a pair of shoes and they didn't put the laces in the box, then what? The shoes are what? Incomplete. Are y'all with me? Until you get the laces, then you don't have a what? The complete pair of shoes. Matter of fact, let me put it to you another way. They give you one shoe. You got 2 feet. Hello? Am I right about it? You something else go with this? The left foot. You gave me the right. All right, anyway. Amen. The world needs to see. Listen to this now. The world needs to see and know who the church really is. That means they need to see supernatural power in the body of Christ,
yes,
both
yes,
individually
yes.
and collectively. Do y'all with me?
Yes.
See, because people need to see some the manifestation of the sons of God. They need to see something. They need to see supernatural power. They need to see signs and wonders. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
Let me go show you another one. Show you what I'm talking about. Stay right at Romans 8 again. They need to see what? Signs and wonders. Say, this is my day.
This is my day.
Y'all sound like y'all don't really mean it. Anyway, this is my time. All right, praise God. That's all right. Lord, I won't be guilty of child abuse. Because I hope, pray, I'm teaching your children. I'm on assignment, Lord.
That's right.
These are your children. Please do not hold me for child neglect. Look at Romans 8. Amen. All right. I'm going to go down to verse 21. All right. I told you the world needs to see the real supernatural power. Look at verse 21. Are you there?
Yeah.
8:21. Because the creature itself, the creation also, shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the what? Glorious liberty of the children of God.
Amen.
All right, are you there?
Yes.
For we know that the whole creation groaneth
yes.
and travaileth in pain together until when? Until now. Are you there? You with me?
Yes.
So the whole creation is still waiting for what? Us.
Yes.
Look at verse 23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan.
Yes.
Are y'all with me?
Yes.
We ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for what? The adoption to wit the redemption of our body. We groan.
Yes.
The church want to see
right.
some manifestation of the power of God.
Yes.
You ain't coming here just to be sitting up here. You come up here to get something. To learn something and to see how it works and to work it, amen, according to how it's prescribed by God, amen. Are y'all with me? So, the world needs to see who the church really is, and see the supernatural power in the Christ, body of Christ, both individually and collectively. Let's go to Mark 4. Go to Mark 4. See, we grown. Amen. We're waiting. We're still looking. That's one of the reasons why people keep going from one church to the other church. They're looking for something.
That's right.
Really, I'm serious. Everybody, they go, some people, and they don't even know what they're looking for. Mark 4. Okay. Look at verse 22. Are you there?
Yes.
Look what it says, verse 22. For there is nothing, Jesus said this, there is nothing hid which shall not be what? Manifested. Neither was anything kept secret, but that it should what? Come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
And the Bible said, let me go one more step further. Look at verse 24. Take heed to what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be what? Measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be what? Given. So what are you listening to? I know what you're listening to here. Amen. I don't know what you're listening to on TV and other places, but I know what you're listening to here. Well, let me put it this way. I know what you should be listening to here. Bible said, who has an ear to hear, let him what? Hear. Everybody got ears to hear, not what? Really hearing. And Jesus tell you, be careful about what you hear. Because what goes in is what's going to come out. Y'all don't hear me, right? That's what they always used to tell us about computer science. Amen. You know, bro, what did they say? Garbage in, garbage out. Don't be talking about, well, I'm not getting nothing but garbage. What did you put in there? Garbage in, garbage out. What did you put in? How did you program it? The computer only does what it's programmed to do. Computer doesn't have a mind to think. It only follow the algorithm or the instructions of the man that has been what? Laid out to him. That's why the Bible says, Jesus said what? You better be careful about what you hear. Everything that sound good, because you don't know what's good. Amen. Praise God now. So individually and collectively, we're here, so God doesn't want to hide anything from us. Amen. So he's telling me now to tell you, your set time is right now. Amen. Let's look at this now. Let me tell you where you're supposed to be in terms of this body. Since it's your set time, let me tell you, I want you to realize and think where you are in this process. There is a process. There is a process in receiving and operating in the supernatural. Amen. That went over real big. There is a process in receiving and operating in the supernatural. What should be your next question? Amen. All right. At least you're listening. All right. Praise God. Okay. Tell me the process. Okay. I got you. Amen. I didn't want to make sure. You. Amen. What is the process? Amen. Okay. So the church has to grow up and mature. The church has to grow up and mature. Now, let me say this. I believe from what God has told me about you to give to you that you are growing up and ready to move out. And you didn't hear what I say. You grown up. Amen. Growing up now and you're ready to move out. You are not operating in a child, in an adult body with a child mind. You need to say glory. If you've been sitting here, you shouldn't be operating in an adult body with a child's mind. God is my witness on that. Amen. If you're doing that, it's not me. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear. Amen. So listen. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Let's go to Galatians 4. Amen. Now, this is very important. I know you've heard a lot of this, but way it's coming to you now, you haven't heard it this way. And that's the most important thing. You put it all together. Matter of fact, there's not too much that people haven't heard in the Word. The problem is people don't hear it together and know how to what? To put it together and perform it. Do what you burn. All right? So I said this is the process in receiving and operating in the supernatural, so the church has to grow up and mature. All right, look at Galatians 4. All right, and look at verse 1. Are you there? All right, praise God. Watch what it says here. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, different nothing from a servant, though he Lord of all. You get that? You see what it said? In other words, if you heir, you are what? You said, we prayed to you earlier, you are what? Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Right? But let's get some. But if you're not in the, if you're not growing, here's what it says about you. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is what? A child. Bottom line is no different than what? A servant. Though he what? Owns everything. Somebody else is what? Dictating what you do and how you use it, and they are in charge of what belongs to whom? To you. You hear what it says now? You say you're heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. But if you're not grown up, then somebody else is in charge of what you should be in charge of. Oh, my goodness. You see that? Somebody else is in charge.
In charge of your stuff.
Billy is in charge of everything that belongs to you. You see that? You see that, right? You're no different than the servant. They tell you, servant, they tell them what to go, what to do. They give you allowance, go here, go there. They give you a little spending pocket change. Or even though you own the whole bank. All right, watch this now. So you see that. So he says here is that, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. The time appointed of the Father. Time appointed of the Father. You need to get on the fast track of your what? Maturity right now. Y'all hear what I'm saying? You need to be on the what? Fast track. Look in the mirror and test yourself and see where you are and say, I need to catch up. If you're behind, you need to what? Catch up. If you're not behind, you need to what? Own up. Hey, hallelujah. If you figure you're there, then own up to it. I'm going to show you what you're talking about here. Are y'all with me? So he says, even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. What you say? The world got control of our stuff here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Y'all might as well just face it. That's what he said. The world has control of those who not grown up. But I confess to you today, I'm grown. I don't know about you, but I'm grown, fully grown. All right. And I mean, I'm not talking about with just in body. I got the man size, the adult size head, and everything. Y'all with me? Look at verse 4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were what? Under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Verse 6. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son. Where? Into your heart. Underline into my heart. Into my heart. Say into my heart. Where did he come? Into your heart. Y'all with me? All right, now. All right, so to know, to understand how the growth process works and what people can expect of each stage of the process, once you know this, the church has to look at itself to see where we stand. When you know the process, who's going to be able to judge where you stand, determine where you stand? You. Individually and collectively, we. Are y'all with me? Okay, now watch this. So the first stage of this process, you know, I just told you, you got to what? Mature to get your stuff.
Yes, you do.
Because somebody else will be controlling it.
Take charge of your stuff.
Because you don't know any better.
You are.
See, that's what children do. They got to, somebody else got to handle this because you just mess it up. Even though they'll mess it up too.
Yeah.
Get in the wrong hand.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is... Watch this now. Look at the first stage of this, all right? The first stage is the natural birth. Natural birth. Natural man. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. natural man. You're born of a woman. Amen. And you're born in the natural state. Are you with me? You're born of a woman and born in a natural state. That's how you're born. You came out of your mother's womb in the natural state.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 2. This is in the natural state. Let's look at this. So let's talk about this for a moment. Let's talk about this natural state. Let's see where you are. Now, I know you're not there, but let's talk about the natural state. So maybe you, with a clarity and understanding, you help people. Look at verse 14, 1 Corinthians 2:14. You're born how? In a natural state. But it says this, but the natural man, mm-hmm. you there?
Yes.
Receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. For they are what? Foolishness unto him. Neither can we know them because they are what? Spiritually discerned. So you born in a what? Natural state. First stage of your life is what? Natural. Are y'all with me? Let's go to 2 Corinthians. I'm going to tell you that. 2 Corinthians. All right. Y'all with me now?
Yeah.
Bear with me now, because I just want to take my time, because I want to get this to you. 2 Corinthians 4. Let's look at verse 16. Okay. For which cause we faint not, but though our what? Outward man perish, yet the inward man is what? Renewed day by day. So we got, so basically born what? In a natural state, right? And that man born and on his way dying.
Yeah.
Am I right? He come up, and as soon as he come up, he's headed down. You're with me? But that spirit part of that man is what just existing there is what it will either gonna go the other way, it's gonna go with the spirit, it go with the flesh. But let me show you. Look at what it says now. Look at what it says. Look at what it says. He says here, but though our outward man perish, he's talking to the church now, yet the inward man, this is talking about the ones who are born again, and we'll talk about him later, not just that natural person, but the one who's born again, is what? Renewed what? Day by day. So let's look at this now. So that sounds like to me, you got two people there. You got a natural person, and you got a spiritual part. But the spiritual part hadn't what? Hadn't connected yet. See, the only way you can connect with the spiritual part is through Jesus.
Amen.
You don't hear me. See, let me show. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Then in your natural, see, that spirit in you has not yet, as long as you're in the natural, has not yet been born again. You don't hear what I say. Amen. You with that? He has not yet what? Okay, watch this now. So I just showed you 4:16. Let's go to Ephesians. Let's get an understanding. Ephesians 2. See? Watch this now. Ephesians 2. This is about learning. Ephesians 2. If you know better, you'll do better. And if you know how it functions, you'll go up. You'll start using it the right way. Amen. Praise God. You won't be trying to use a screwdriver as a pair of pliers.
I know that's right.
All right. Look at Ephesians 2, verse 11. All right. Ephesians 2, verse 11. Therefore, remember that you being what? In time past, Gentiles, in the flesh. That's the nature. Natural, right? Who are called what? Uncircumcision. By that which is what? Called circumcision in the flesh, made by hands. Look at verse 12. That at that time, what time? In time past. At that time. Time passed. All right. You were without Christ, being what? Aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of the what? Promise, having what? No hope, without God in the world. There you go. You need to thank God for mercy, because you were without God, and mercy obviously prevailed. This man, this natural man, he, number one, he's a stranger to the covenant. From the natural senses, this man operates from everything by the senses. What he see, what he touch, what he hears, amen? He operates totally what? On the senses. What he smell, amen. Operate on the senses, what the world needs. That's how he operate. If he don't see it, he don't believe it. Come on now. And you don't have to believe for something that you already see. That doesn't even make any sense. Why you got to believe for something that you see? I don't have to believe for it. I see it. Doesn't make sense to believe for something. I got to believe for something I see. No. And they say, if I see it, I believe it. I guess so. It's a fact, then. You don't have to believe it. It's a fact. So you see, the natural man only what? Operated in the what? On the senses, on his feelings. And we've talked about this. Your feelings. Your feelings will get you in trouble all the time. Your feelings are just like a doggone yo-yo and a roller coaster. One moment you're up, next moment you're down. Next moment, one minute you're going fast, the next minute you feel like you're on top of the world, and one minute you feel like the world is on top of you. This thing changes when the natural man operating, because you can see he is without God. Oh, you don't hear me. See, he is without God in the what? In the world. That's what happened when you're without God in the world. But oh, this is, you are what? You're with God. Say, my set time right now is now. Hold a minute. Okay, so the first stage is the natural man, all right? Then the second stage is the born-again spirit man. Let's look at, so you got two people here. One born in the what? In the natural first. And then he's born in the what? Spirit second. Let's look at this. Are you with me? I believe y'all getting this now. All right, praise God. Look at this. Look at Romans 10. Romans 10. Are you there? When you get there. Look at this now. I know you know this, but this is something to put together here for you. All right, Romans 10, verse 8. See this? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even where? In thy mouth. And where? In thy heart. Got to be where? In your heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. That's what I'm preaching, y'all. Amen. 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 So we're talking about this now. Word of faith, which we what? Preach. What do we preach? That if thou what? Shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shall what? Believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be what? Saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Notice this, if you will. That's what happens when you're born again. All right. So the second stage is born again spirit man. This man to function by his faith. That's what he's supposed to function by.
Amen. Amen.
Say supposed to. He got salvation.
But it's more than that.
But it's more than his what? Salvation includes the benefits.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right? So this man supposed to function by his faith. I said what? Supposed to function by his faith. Now he too has to go through a what? Growing process. See, now let's make sure y'all understand something. See, when you go through a growing process, I told you in the natural, you can't eat just anything. You can't come out your mother's womb eating meat. It's not designed that way, is it? You got what? Milk? Amen. And you go through what? The process. So now when a person is born again, follow this now. He knows he got what? Salvation, but he has to what? Grow up. And there are some things he's not what? Ready to what? To digest. Let me show you. Jesus said it right here. I don't want to go there. I'm going to go to first. I'm going to stay with the baby stage right now. I'm going to just say this. Go to 1 Peter 1. See? This is where the church is now. Ah, glory, 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 glory. This is where the church, a lot of the church, remains here. Amen? Now, they dress like church. Whatever that is supposed to be. But they don't what? Know. All right? They are not what? Matured as the church. You can dress like an adult. Doesn't make you an adult. Oh, my God. Amen? Because you put on high heels ain't going to make you a grown woman. Am I right about this?
Amen.
You can wear, what, a man's shoe. Still, you what? If you're a boy, you still a what? A boy. The clothes won't what? Change you.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, man. I don't know. Are y'all with me? Well, okay. Oh, my goodness. What did I tell you? Okay, watch this now. 1 Peter. 1 Peter 1. Look at verse 23. Are y'all with me? This is your born again process. Being born again, not of what? Corruptible seed, but of what? An incorruptible. By how? By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Verse 24. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass what? Withered, and the flower thereof falleth away. Look at verse 25. But, say but, the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto whom? To you. I'm preaching unto you. Okay? You're born of a what? Of a what? Incorruptible seed. Go back to 1 Peter. Go to 1 Peter 2, verse 3. I'm going to read verse 2. All right? Should be verse 2 on that. All right? 1 Peter 2, verse 2. Well, I'll start with I'm just going to do verse 2. It says what? As newborn babes. As newborn babes. As newborn babes do what?
Desire
the sincere milk of the word that you may what? Grow thereby. This is the only way you got, the only way you're going to grow is that you got to what? Watch what you eat. Hey, it says that. Here is your diet. Watch your diet. You have to watch your spiritual diet just like you what? Watch your physical diet. Now, if you doing your spiritual diet like your physical diet, you need to stop up and check up. You know something's wrong, amen. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Watch this. Go to Matthew 4. Matthew 4, verse 4. Jesus said it right there. Matthew 4, verse 4. Are you with me? It says this. But he answered and said, it is written. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. What every word? That you'll heal by Jesus' stripes, you're whole. Wherever the soles of your feet tread, you shall what? Prosper. Meditate on this word, what? Day and night. Shall succeed. Everything. Come on now. Are y'all with me? The children of the righteous shall be what? Delivered out of all their troubles. Come on. That's a promise. Every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
By every word of God. See, that's the problem with this. You can't be a baby and then expect to eat grown folks' food. But when you're a grown folk, you got to eat grown folks' food, and you can't be eating baby food. So look at John 16:12, all right? John 16:12. See, there are some things you're not what? People, now I'm not talking about you, but the body of Christ, and they're not eating because they haven't, they've been eating junk food all this time. Junk food will give you some type of nutrition to get you through, but it doesn't promote good health. Ooh, yes. See, it doesn't promote good growth. You can eat some what? You can get you some carbohydrates from some junk food, but it doesn't promote what? Good growth. You need good protein. You can't just go getting all kind of stuff just because it say protein. You got to what? Watch your intake. I'm preaching on that one now. If you, this is your time, you got to grow up. You should be grown. If you're not grown up, you need to start growing up right now. All right, let me show you this. What did I just tell you? John 16, look at verse 12. Oh, I'm in the wrong place. Hold on a minute. John 16, all right. Verse 12, Jesus said this. So I show you, you got to watch what you got to be prepared to eat this food. You got to stay on the diet. You know, you got to gradually what? Grow up to this, right? Look at John 16. Look at verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, Jesus said. But you what? You cannot bear them now. I got a lot of things to tell you, but you're not what? Ready for them. It's not that I don't what have it to tell you. It's just that you what? You're not grown up yet to handle it. But he said this in verse 13. Be it, however, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will what? Guide you into what? All truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will what? Show you things to come. Oh, hallelujah. Who's going to show it to you? The Holy Spirit. And the spirit of man got to be able to receive it. But if your spirit is what? Not grown up and you're not born again, you can't receive it.
Amen.
And now Jesus said, there's some things I'm going to tell you, but you what? Not able to handle it now. So if you're born again, got salvation, and still running around there acting like a baby, I can't what? Tell you because you won't what? You won't understand it.
Amen.
Now let me get to this here. Finish up this here. Y'all see that?
Yeah.
In the spirit, the second stage is this born again man. He's a baby. And a lot of people in the body of Christ remain in the baby stage. Unfortunately, but in here we are not going to what? We're not in the baby stage. Hallelujah. Say my set time is now. And I'm going to help other church, other churches to what? To get that set time. All right, you're going to, come on, you got to help somebody else.
That's right. Amen. Got to. Amen.
If you know somebody is still a baby, you got to what? Help them. Don't talk about them, but help them.
Amen.
Amen. And you got a lot of people in this stage. The church is in the cardinal stage. The cardinal stage is the what? You're born again, but have not yet what? Matured. At this stage, people are still controlled by their what? Their senses. They operating in religion, but they what? They're born again, but they still what? Let their emotions rule them. Let circumstances govern them. Let problem what? Dictate how they act. They're not walking by what? Faith. They're still walking by sight.
Yes, yes. Don't say that again.
Now, in this growth process, we notice two things. We notice that the process is what? From the outside in. But both processes, both need what? Food.
Yes,
you didn't hear that, Dad. Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Both of them what? Need what? Food. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 15. It's the process from the outside what? Say, from the outside in.
From the outside in.
1 Corinthians. All right. Go to 1 Corinthians 15. A lot of people growing outside ain't growing inside.
That's right.
Amen. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Let's look. Are you with me? 1 Corinthians, all right, 15. Look at 45. And so it is written. I said, from what side? What's the process?
Outside.
I say all outside. First is outside and then is what? Then you start working on the inside. The moment you become an outside. Okay, look at verse 14, 45. And so it is written. The first man, Adam, was made a what? A living soul. The last Adam was made a what?
Quickening
spirit. Jesus. The last Adam. First Adam made what? A living soul. That's the flesh, right? Second Adam was what? A quickening spirit. A life-giving spirit. Right? You with me? So look at verse 46. Howbeit, that was not the first which is spiritual, but that which was natural. And after that, which spiritual. Did y'all see the word say that? It just confirmed what I just told you, right? First come the what? Natural. Then come the what? Spiritual. And then the natural and the spirit both need what? Good food to grow. This sounds so good. But it's the process. It's the process. See, so in this kind of man, so he just what? You got to watch what you eat. So both need food. Remember, man can't live by what? Bread alone. But he lived by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So you got to what? Receive the what? Every word that come out of the mouth of God. So now in this stage, the second stage of new rebirth, this new birth, born again, this is where you had to operate. This is how the process of the supernatural, this is how you get the supernatural to operate. This is how you get the supernatural to operate. You got to walk in the spirit. This is the spiritual stage. Go there, amen. This is the spiritual stage. This operates in the what? Supernatural power. All right? This is the stage where, this is where the mature person, say, I am mature.
I am mature.
Walks by faith and not by sight. In the spiritual stage, you don't talk about faith. You walk by. Faith is your lifestyle. So they tell you, you can't get this and you can't get that. You don't have the money to pay for this. But God said, I can do what? All things through Christ who strengthened me. And you'll be able to testify, greater is he that is in me than he is in the world. The world will tell you, I don't see it. You say, you shouldn't see it.
That's
because
right.
It's by what?
Faith. Amen, amen. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
What is this? It's by faith.
By faith.
You're going to have to go someplace where only faith can operate. Amen. Only faith can take you certain places. Amen. When the doctor closed you up and when the doctor said, this is the end of the story, I've done all I can do and everything else. What? It is faith that what will heal your body. Amen. When your house need to be paid and people say they don't, you don't have any more money and they got to take your house, it is faith who said, I'll pay it what? I'll pay it off.
Pay it off. Amen. Pay it off. Thank you, Lord.
Problem is that we have to get to the point where we operate where? In faith. And we got to be willing to go. It's beyond right here what we can what? See and what we can what? Analyze and strategize. You don't even need to strategize. God is the what? It's the one who strategizes. So, the spiritual man, as I am here, rejoice always, praise continually, give thanks in all circumstances. The spiritual stage, you think on the good things, not all the bad things. And in the spiritual stage, you walk in love. So your faith is the very foundation for which God is looking for the body of Christ to start walking in, operating in the faith. Because Jesus said it like this in Luke 18. The Bible said in Luke 18, as I close this, I know love is important. Love is important. But let me tell you this. Faith is what you need to take you and walk in your divine purpose today. Amen. To claim your inheritance. 18 verse 8. Luke 18 verse 8 says this. This is what Jesus is looking for. He is the what? Head of the body, the church, right? And he's waiting for the body to what? To grow up. See, you can't put an adult on an immature body. So he's waiting for the what? The body to grow up. And we are, say, I'm grown up right now. So look at what he says in 8:18. He said, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? So you want to operate in the supernatural? The supernatural is where the faith operates.
Amen.
Say supernatural,
supernatural
is where faith operates.
Where faith operates.
That's where God
put
his power
with
my natural power.
And we get things done.
My set time
is right now.
Give the Lord a hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God.